Welcome to another Community Spotlight here on LanarkLeadsToday.ca. Very pleased to have with me in the studio Ike Dornekamp, who is here to talk to us about the National Day of Mourning. There will be a couple of local observances coming up this weekend. Ike, welcome to MyFM.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob.
It's very good to have you here because we really want to bring attention to this day. First off, tell us about the National Day of Mourning overall, if you could.
Okay. It was established in 1984 by the Canadian Labour Congress just to commemorate the lives of people who have been lost or injured in the workplace. And so it's all across Canada. You'll see flags flying half-mast. Here in Perth and Smiths Falls, we also have a couple locations where we host a memorial service. And at that memorial service, we'll give people a chance to reflect on loved ones that they've lost. Or in Smiths Falls, for instance, we have an actual memorial stone with names on a plaque with dates, and we lay flowers in memory of these people who have lost their lives.
Let's start in Perth then. What time is that one?
So it's on Sunday at noon, this Sunday, at 12 o'clock noon, and it'll be right in the basin, right adjacent to the Crystal Palace. You'll see a big chair there, but we have a memorial stone with a plaque on the stone, and members of our Labour Council will be there with me. And we will give people a chance. It's quite an informal gathering. Give people a chance to reflect on a person that they've lost in their lives. And we will lay flowers. And we'll have a minute of silence to remember people who have died.
In both cases, it's nice for people to come together and know that they're not alone.
Exactly. It's so true. I mean, we all go to work every day. And these are individuals who never came home, and they lost their lives for various reasons. So we take time out to remember their lives and what they did, what they offered, their lives were very important. So we take this time.
So what time is the gathering in Smiths Falls, and where will it be?
It's 6:30 p.m. at the Memorial Cairn adjacent to the Canal Museum. And it'll be, at that time, you'll see there'll be, many chairs I have set up. There are a number of people who will come. And we have a guest speaker from the Canadian Labour Congress speaking there also. The mayor of Smiths Falls will come. And we'll have a PA system set up. And it's a half-hour service. We do it every year. And leading it for the last 10 years. And we take time to remember people whose lives, like local people, whose lives have been lost at work.
This may be a hard question to answer quickly, but how did you get involved?
Well, I'm part of the Lanark and District Labour Council. I'm actually a retired school teacher with the Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation. And so health and safety is a big concern that I have. So a big part of our council is dealing with health and safety concerns, as well as, of course, encouraging people to work according to their collective agreements that they have with their various unions. And so I was a part of the Secondary School Teachers Federation, and I felt it was important to be involved and to speak up and to support the collective agreement, as well as support health and safety issues.
And to get awareness out.
Yes, very much so. And so for the last decade, I've been involved with a local labor council, and we have a number of union people with me involved, QP people, OPSU, EDFO individuals, OSSTF individuals, who have that similar vision to promote labor privileges, labor rights, labor responsibilities, and employer privileges, rights, and responsibilities, as well as health and safety issues.
Once a teacher, always a teacher, I suppose, right, sir? One more time, I'll get you to go down the details just for both of these gatherings. First, we'll start in Perth.
So in Perth, it's this Sunday, 12 noon, at the memorial stone that we have adjacent to the Crystal Palace. And then at 6:30 p.m. in Smiths Falls at the memorial stone adjacent to the Canal Museum. And we'll be there, rain or shine, and we'll take time to remember people whose lives have been lost in the workplace or people who have been injured in the workplace. And we will lay flowers and we'll have a moment of silence. And this is all part of the National Day of Mourning that's endorsed by the Canadian Labour Congress, for this purpose.
Ike, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks, Bob.
And thank you for all you do.
It's my privilege.
I look forward to speaking with you again next year.
Thank you.
All right. Ike Doornekamp is our guest here. We've been talking about the National Day of Mourning, which is taking place this Sunday. Those local services that Ike mentioned, of course, taking place in Perth and in Smiths Falls. All the details on our website, lanarkleadstoday.ca. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.